Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Lake Show. Matthew Collar in for Henry Lake on this Black Friday, and we are going to talk a heck of a lot of football this evening. I mean, it is just the tidal wave of football. We have three Thursday night games, a Black Friday football game, because why not? We've got all sorts of college football going on, and then on Sunday, Max Brosmer of the Minnesota Gophers will start his first game ever in the NFL. So coming up, Daniel House will talk with us about that in about 20 minutes. We'll also hear from Jess Myers of the Pioneer Press on a really big win for the Minnesota Wild today. And then we'll stay with the Pioneer Press. Jace Frederick later on. Andrew Kramer of the Star Tribune. We got this newspaper night here. Hey, that's a good thing to buy for Black Friday, right? The subscription to the newspaper, if you still read in America. So anyway, let's talk about the Chicago Bears. They're 9-3 after this afternoon they defeated the Philadelphia Eagles 24-15. And when it comes to the Chicago Bears, combined with the Minnesota Vikings being 4-7 and going to play a really good football team in Seattle, that they are 11.5-point underdogs, which I don't remember another time since I've covered the team. That's my day job, covering the Minnesota Vikings. Since 2016, I do not remember another time where they were underdogs of double digits. The upset win they had earlier this year against the Lions, that might have been 9.5 points that they won, but 11.5 for this game. You probably have to go back to 2013 before Les Frazier was fired, when the Vikings were last underdogs by that many points. And it is quite the low point at 4-7 of the Kevin O'Connell era, because even when they were struggling after Kirk Cousins got hurt in 2023, I mean, number one, they had a little bit of a burst of fun with the Josh Dobbs, and he got a couple of wins in there. And then their games were entertaining, even though they lost them. They had a night game against the Denver Broncos that Russell Wilson threw a game-winning touchdown right at the end. They had a game against the Detroit Lions where Nick Mullins throws a last-second interception. They had the one against Cincinnati where they tried a tush-push with the smallest person on the team. But at least those games were close, entertaining, kind of ridiculous, and you had some reason to tune in because you knew that Justin Jefferson might do something crazy, the game might be 30-29 or whatever it might be, right? Because that year it felt like Kevin O'Connell was getting everything he possibly could out of his quarterbacks, even if they were struggling and Jefferson was putting up huge numbers, and the defense was starting to show signs of being pretty good under Brian Flores. And it just wasn't a great season. They went 7-10, but the games were close. They could have won each one of them. And you could rationalize that the team was kind of on its way somewhere because you knew they were going to draft a quarterback. You knew they were going to spend in free agency. And that was the plan that was laid out when Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah were hired in 2022. The plan was to get the young quarterback, build around him, get to this year, and be in year two of the young quarterback, and that's when you start really competing. And there's a lot of teams in the NFL who have done something similar to this, where they draft a quarterback and they build around him, and while that guy is not very expensive, they spend a lot of money around him. We've seen San Francisco do it. We saw Philadelphia do it before they signed Jalen Hurts to a big contract. The Buffalo Bills with Josh Allen, they went pretty far in the playoffs, only to be beaten by another team that was doing it at the same time, going back a couple years with Kansas City. So this was the year where it was supposed to start taking off. And J.J. McCarthy's injury did set back, I think, expectations to, okay, he might not be ready to win a Super Bowl with them, but they still should have a really great team. And they spent more money than any other team in the entire NFL this offseason, signing all sorts of players, re-signing players, keeping everybody. Aaron Jones is coming back. Byron Murphy's coming back. And then you're getting a couple of defensive tackles and a guard and all the things that you were missing when Kirk Cousins was here. Now you've got them. And all you need is this quarterback to be average, to be decent, to be competent. And you should compete in the NFC, and it should be a really fun year. And holy cow, they have gotten nothing anywhere close to competent quarterback play, and the roster is not youthful. It's not a five-year window that they have to work with. It's this year, it's next year, and they already have to start making decisions on what they're going to do at quarterback very, very soon, with a small sample size on the way, because J.J. McCarthy's missing another game. So how do you even evaluate off of the number of games? And it's looked so poor, even with the throwing. Just straight up throw to a wide open person challenge has really been difficult for J.J. McCarthy. And it has been the number one, by far, hands down, runaway reason that they are 4-7 and at the bottom of the NFC North. And that would be pretty tough to deal with, no matter what. That your rookie quarterback, the kid that was supposed to be the chosen one and all that, didn't even have to be, was supposed to just be okay, and Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison would do the rest. And he was supposed to be whispered to by the quarterback whisperer, Kevin O'Connell, to get to a point where they could at least be competitive this year. I don't think anybody had them written in for the Super Bowl, but the over-under going into this year was 8.5. Get over that. Get 9 or 10 wins. Compete for a playoff spot. And you're going to feel like, man, your team is on the right path and you took the right direction when those guys were hired by tearing it down, building it up again, spending around the young quarterback. It would have all looked like it was going in a good direction, even if they had gotten to 10 wins. Now, 10 wins is still technically possible, but actually impossible. Based on what they have and who they have to play the rest of the way. So that would be tough enough. That would be a pretty low point if you were just talking about where they are now, which is nowhere close to expectations. The quarterback play has been nowhere close to good enough. That would be tough to deal with for any franchise, especially one that's been searching for its franchise quarterback, and to feel like it was a failure to ever launch. It is the 582nd day since J.J. McCarthy was drafted, and he's played 6 games. No one would have ever thought that on the day that he was picked by the Minnesota Vikings. And so that enough feels even worse than Christian Ponder, because you haven't even barely got to watch him play. And then when he has, it's been so far away from competent quarterback play outside of a couple of quarters that it looks like there's a halfway decent chance that this thing just never even happens from here, right? That's pretty tough. But it's even worse that the Chicago Bears, who, when they hired their new regime in 2022, they tore their roster limb for limb. They didn't try to competitively rebuild. They didn't try to stay competent and in the playoff race through a couple years. Oh, congratulations. You had a 7-10 lead or 7-10 season where you had some fun games at the end. Wow, good stuff, right? What difference does it make? A 13-win season where you lose in the first round of the playoffs to a mediocre team. What was it worth? But that was the direction the Vikings took. And the Chicago Bears said, nope, we are tearing it all the way down. We're going to draft at the top with a ton of draft picks. And then, after we get our quarterback, later on, we are going to spend the money around him. And here they are. And I know you might be saying, oh, the Bears, they're not that good. Their point differential's not that good. Or they've had to win games close. You're right. You're right. Caleb Williams hasn't been that great. He's only been okay. You're right. But they're 9-3, and the Vikings are 4-7. And it feels like not only is it a low point for the franchise in a long time, but it makes it so much worse that the team that you were competing directly with, where your regimes were hired at the same exact time, is now at the top of the division. And there's also the Packers winning on Thanksgiving Day. Hey, for all those who were sitting at their Thanksgiving table before the Packers game kicked off, because for some reason it was at noon and not 11, like it usually is, and you were saying, that Jordan Love, he's not that good. And then he threw four touchdowns. And now the Packers, who have Micah Parsons, thanks to Jerry Jones, are looking like a Super Bowl contender. I don't know if they're the best team in the NFC. I'd probably give that to the Rams, but they look like a Super Bowl contender. And if that wasn't bad enough, and if it wasn't already lining up to be a very ugly situation post-Thanksgiving for the Minnesota Vikings, where do they have to go? They have to go to Seattle, and they have to play against the quarterback that they had and let go in favor of J.J. McCarthy. They have to play against Sam Darnold, who is crushing it. And he had a bad game against the Los Angeles Rams again. They're probably the best team in the entire NFL. They still came close to winning that game. If they had the Vikings kicker, they could do it. How ironic is that, by the way? The Vikings are not good, but they have the best kicker. But when they were good, well, they still had good kickers. They just missed it the worst time. So I don't know. Anyway, the point being that you have the Bears rebuilding to the point where they're at the top. The Packers, once again, have a really darn good quarterback who's putting them in the playoffs every single year. And he's not Favre and he's not Rodgers, but he's pretty darn good. He is between 5th and 7th in the NFL in pretty much every metric. Quarterback rating, he doesn't get sacked. He's, I think, the second best in the league in not getting sacked. PFF grade, whatever you want to use. Jordan Love, pretty darn good season. Not perfect, not Rodgers in his prime, but pretty darn good. And here the Vikings sit, having to travel out to play an undrafted free agent at quarterback against a guy that they decided wasn't good enough for them. He threw for 4,300 yards, 35 touchdowns, won 14 games, and he wasn't good enough. And the unfortunate part is, because you can say, and I can hear you thinking,
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He didn't win in the playoffs. I know. He was in the playoffs. And now he's going to be in the playoffs again. And the Vikings, the hard part there is that they could have sort of had their cake and eat it too. You could have an option of franchise tagging him for 1 year, let J.J. McCarthy kind of show you behind the scenes what he is, and then figure it out. And they said, nope. We saw enough behind the scenes. And that is a bet that when you make it, you know there's a possibility that you get to this point. And if you get to this point, then everybody's seat starts to get hot. So it is a low moment, my friends. But here is the point. There is one matter of interest and intrigue for this Sunday's game. And it's not what Sam Darnold will do or not do, because even if he loses the game, he's still probably going to make the playoffs. It's Max Brosman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.